Our guest in the cafe this morning is Dr. Carrie McCreary, co-owner of the Greenville Animal Hospital. Good morning.
Good morning.
Been a while since we've talked, so good to talk to you again.
Yeah, definitely.
You mentioned something to me that I had not heard of and I was not thinking of, but now that I do think of it, I'm surprised that I haven't thought of it. And that is the idea of pets and grain-free food. Now, more and more people are going gluten-free and avoiding wheat and so forth. And apparently this is a trend for pets as well, but it's not necessarily a good trend, according to what you tell me.
Yeah, and I think that problems are starting to come out now because this trend has been going on for a few years now. And so now we're starting to recognize that there are problems associated with that. Just like anything, like if a new drug comes out or a new trend, it takes a while to kind of get feedback and see issues. And trends usually follow people, then animals follow kind of after that.
Yeah.
And so everything's kind of gone towards, you know, these fad diets is what I kind of call them, where it's some are holistic, some are organic, some are grain-free. There's all kinds of different labels they put on foods now to make them really flashy and attractive to people that really just want to feed what they think is the best food. One thing is somehow some marketing got the idea out that grains are bad for dogs. And so a lot of these foods now tout to be grain-free. They say, we're grain-free food. And what that means is, essentially, is that there's not corn is the big thing that people see and think is the enemy, but it's not the enemy. It's fine for dogs. And so what they're doing is they're replacing those grains with other carbs, like potatoes, or a lot of them have peas, so legumes. And they're not sure what is going on or why it's happening, but it is causing taurine deficiency in dogs, and they're getting secondary heart failure. So they're getting dilated cardiomyopathy, or their hearts are getting really weak and flabby. And we're seeing that in dogs as early as, like, you know, 18 months, 2 years old. These healthy young dogs are going into heart failure because of their diets, which is really sad.
Are you seeing very many people in this area feeding dogs grain-free food? You're encountering
this? I would probably say half of my clients tell me, you know, that, well, I feed this, it's a good food, it's grain-free. Because, you know, marketing now has just made those two things synonymous in people's minds, that if you are feeding a good food, it has to be grain-free. Or I don't feed my pet all of the junk foods, it's grain-free. But just because something is grain-free does not mean it's high quality, and it does not mean that it's a balanced diet.
We're talking, so it's
tough.
Go finish your thought there.
No, that's about it. I mean, that's just the gist of it is we're not really sure why it's happening. They don't know if it's like a toxin that's in potatoes or peas or whatever, or if the legumes will actually block the absorption of taurine, which the heart needs to be healthy.
What I found here is an article from Slate, and goes into a good deal of detail on this. Now, the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, released a statement. This was last summer, saying that grain-free dog food may be linked to the heart condition that you mentioned, dilated cardiomyopathy. So this is coming from the FDA. Although, again, as you said, they have not definitely made the link, but there's a correlation.
Well, and I think since that article came out, they have actually made the link. Yeah, I don't know if it's UC Davis maybe, but there's a couple universities that are doing a ton of research as rapidly as possible, and they have definitely made the link between grain-free diets and dilated cardiomyopathy.
I see.
The problem is they're still working out what the exact mechanism is that's causing that. So we don't know if, you know, like I said, the diets are blocking the absorption of taurine, or if there's something toxic associated with them. So that is still a little bit vague, but we know for sure that there is an association there.
Is it much more expensive, grain-free pet food?
Most of the time, it really is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that hard? It's so tough. I mean, that's a tough pill to swallow when you have people that have been doing what society is telling them is the best thing because they're trying to do what's best for their pet, and their boxer that's three is in heart failure. That's awful.
This the article I'm looking at from Slate says this is a hugely growing industry providing grain-free food. It's gone from sales of $16 billion in 2007 to $29 billion in 2017, and now accounting for about 44% of the sale of pet food, or at least dog food.
Yeah, so it's really tough. And the hardest part, too, is that a lot of the really big-name pet foods, you know, I'm not even gonna say the name because people think that vets get paid by the pet food companies to promote their food, which would be super if they did. They could at least hook me up with free dog food because I have six dogs and I pay a fortune for dog food every month, but they don't. But they have made the bigger companies that do all the research that actually has research to back up how healthy their food is, they've kind of shamed them that they shouldn't be using corn and they shouldn't be using grains. And then fast forward, you know, 2 years later, and these food, you know, these companies that said, you know, corn's bad, you shouldn't be using grain, wow, their diets are causing, you know, dilated cardiomyopathy. And the problem was is that they didn't do the proper research and didn't have the funding to do the research that these bigger companies have done.
Well, we've learned something today, Carrie.
Yeah.
So
spread the word.
So thank
Tell
you.
As many people as I can.
You bet. We will do that. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line again.
Oh, anytime.
Carrie McCreary, Dr. Carrie McCreary, co-owner of the Greenville Animal Hospital. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.